I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Opera Theater presents Xerxes by George Frederick Handel, with our guest Amanda Russo as the title character. IU Opera fans have had a chance to enjoy Amanda in women's roles by Rossini, Massenet, and Mozart. She put on the pants to play Octavian for Richard Strauss, and she's pantsing it up again for Handel. Amanda, thanks for joining us. I understand you've actually put on the trousers for Handel before at Carnegie Mellon, your undergrad.
Yes, that was actually my first pants role, playing the role of Ruggiero in Handel's Alcina.
Now, here you're playing a king, a very powerful figure in Persia, today Iran, back around the 5th century B.C.,
yes.
And you're engaged to marry Amastre, but you've fallen in love with Romilda, and Romilda is your brother's girlfriend. Eventually, things will get sorted out.
Eventually. It's a bit complicated to start, but my character, Xerxes, he's the king, of course, and he's very spoiled, and I'm used to getting whatever I want. And so when I see Romilda, I immediately fall in love with her, and I think, well, of course she'll be mine. I love her, and I get everything I want, so why wouldn't I get that too? And it doesn't seem to matter to me all that much that Arsimene is jealous and in love with her, because I can just exile him.
Oh, I see. Now, conductor Gary Weto and stage director Tom Diamond actually were responsible for Indiana University Opera Theater's production of Julius Caesar, quite a bit more serious. For this production, they were promising opulence, a fairy tale world, and the foibles of love, a comedy from George Frederick Handel?
Yes, there are certainly some comedic moments throughout this opera, from my character in particular, because somehow I'm always left in the dark. Everyone else seems to know what's going on, except for me. I have there's so many scenes that I have with Romilda where I'm proposing to her, and I don't understand why she won't even look at me. And little do I know, she is in love with Arsimene, and they, by the end of the opera, spoiler alert, they've gotten married, and I still think that I'm going to marry her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the 18th century audience actually had trouble with this because they really weren't prepared for two elements of this. One, they weren't prepared for the fact that there's comedy in the show. Mm-hmm. And that really seemed to baffle them. The other thing that some people actually wrote about in accounts from the day was that that the arias, the Handel arias that we're so used to having three parts of, you heard that, you heard it again, and now wouldn't you like to hear it again? I gather in this they're short. It's a much faster moving play.
Yes, it is fairly fast moving. For example, the first aria, arguably one of Handel's most famous arias ever written, Ombra Mai Fu, is very short. My character has a few longer arias with the A, B, and then the ornamented A section, but some of them are shorter, and I think it's really charming in that sense, actually, because we just have these outbursts of emotion through these shorter arias, but the plot keeps on moving. And then when we have these really dramatic moments, those are the real showstoppers of the opera.
Showstoppers, indeed. We've been talking with Amanda Russo, who's one of the Xerxes in the upcoming production of Handel's Xerxes. It plays February 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th at Indiana University Opera Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.